Sarvebhyo Namaha.
Swagatam. Welcome to session number 8. Today is our 6th class. Last week, we started Shashti Vibhakti. So today, we will continue Shashti Vibhakti. But before that, I had given the homework, so we will check the homework. The homework was to change the words in Prathama Vibhakti into Shashti Vibhakti, which is the possessive case. I will screen share the homework.
Okay.
So can everybody see the homework?
Your screen is not visible. Yeah, now it's visible.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So.
Can you make it a little bit bigger? Is it possible?
Sure, Mahodaya. Yeah, is it good now? Okay.
Better.
That's better.
Okay, so can everybody see the screen?
Yes.
Okay, so Ashmita Bhagini, would you like? So the first column, it shows Prathama Vibhakti, all the words in Prathama Vibhakti, and we have to change it into Shashti Bhakti. So Ashmita Bhagini, would you like to read the examples and do two more? Or Aishwarya Bhagini, would you like to read the examples? Lakshmi,
can I do?
I can do that.
Okay, Bhagini.
Aham Lakshmi. Ramaha, Ramasya, Sita, Sitayaha, Raghavaha, Raghavasya,
Savitri.
Okay.
So, Giovanni Hodia, would you like to do the next one? Next few?
Yes, it's Maya. Maya Yaha.
Maya Yaha. Very good, Mahodaya. Next.
Is it correct? Okay. Ravihi. And listen, is this female or is this Pumlinga or Strilinga, this Ravihi? Ravihi.
Mahodaya, will just skip that because...
Okay. I know that it's different.
Can you just go to Srinivasaha, Mahodaya?
Yes. Srinivasaha. Srinivasasya.
Very good, Mahodaya. Madhavi.
Madhavi, Madhavyaha.
Very good, Mahodaya.
Right? Okay.
Chitra Bhagni, would you like to do?
Yes, I can do. Radhika, Radhikayaha. Padmini, Padminyaha.
Very good, Bhagini. Radha Bhagni, would you like to do the next two?
Suvachala, Suvachalaya.
Yaha Bhagini.
Yaha. Suvachala Suvachalayaha. Krishna Krishnasya.
Krishnaha Krishnasya.
Krishnaha Krishnasya.
Very good, Bhagini. Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to do the next two?
Yep. Raksha, Rakshayaha. Gopika, Gopikaya.
Madhavi, you skipped Madhavi.
Yeah, Madhavi was there twice, so I just skipped it. Madhavyaha.
Thank you, Mahodaya. Archana Bhagini, would you like to do the next two? Or can you just finish?
Yeah. Gopika Gopikayaah Vyasah Vyasasya.
Very good, Bhagini. Nandini Bhagini, would you like to do the next two?
Vishwamitraha, Vishwamitrasya, Uddhavaha, Uddhavasya, Lakshmanaha, Lakshmanasya, Manchaha, Manchasya.
Very good, Bhagini. So, does anybody have any questions on the homework?
No.
So for Ravihi, what would be the...
Ravisya.
Rave.
Ravehe. Oh, Ravehe. Okay. Why Ravi is a pulling only, no?
Yes, but it's different, Bhagini. It's Ikaranta.
Oh, okay. Ravehe.
Okay. For our Akaranta, we add Sya, but for Ikaranta, it's different, Bhagini.
Okay, thank you.
Can you write down a Ravehe?
Okay, just a second, Bhagini. I will do that.
I have one question, Bhagini. In the last class, we talked about Agraja and Anuja. What is the Shashti for Agraja and Anuja?
Anuja Yaha.
But isn't it a pullingam, Agraja and Anuja? Are they not pulling?
No, no, Mahodaya.
What is the meaning of Agraja? Agraja is elder brother, I thought.
No, elder sister, yes, Mahodaya.
Sir. Oh, so elder brother Agraja?
Yes, Mahodaya, it's Pulingam. And it's Agrajaha.
Yeah, Agrajaha. Oh, Agraja and Agrajaha. Okay. And Anuja or Anujaha?
Yes, Mahodaya.
Okay, so if it is Anujaha, it should have been Anujasya.
Yes, Mahodaya.
Thank you.
Sorry. Anujaha, Anujasya means like, I mean, the singular plural or?
No, Bhagini. It's Shashti. Agrajaha is Pratama Vibhakti, Agrajasya is Shashti Vibhakti.
Shashti Vibhakti means in English, like how...
Possessive is... case.
Okay.
Theirs. Or... like Agrajasya.
Thank you.
So does anybody have any questions on the homework? Okay, then we will move on to Shashti Bhakti. So, if you can everybody see the table that I am sharing?
Yes.
Okay. So, this is the process of forming the possessive case in Sanskritam. It's the way of forming Shashti Bhakti in Sanskritam. So, if you have an Akaranta Pullinga Padam, which is a Pullinga Padam with akaranta, so like Ramaha. So we say that's the word padam, that's the word pratipadikam. So that's how you change it into Shashti Vibhakti. That's the root word for akaranta pulling. For Ramaha, Rama is the Moola Shabdam or Pratipadikam.
So, you'll be sharing this with us later, right?
Yes, Bhagini.
So that I don't have to note it down now.
I'll send it. So in the homework, if you click on the site of the recording, I'll put it on the site, Bhagini.
Okay, thank you.
So the Pratipadikam is the root word for the noun, like the Nama Padam. So every noun comes from a Pratipadikam. So Ramaha comes from Rama. So if you had, so Rama is akaranta. So akaranta strilingam, that's like Uma with the A. So Uma in strilingam, the padam and the pratipadikam are the same.
Oh, okay.
So it's Uma Yaha. So you add the Yaha. So in akaranta pullingam, we add Sya. So it's Ram. So the padam is Ramaha. We turn that pratipadikam is Rama. We take out the Aha. So we get Rama. Then you add Sya. So you get Rama Sya, Rama Sya, which is the Shashti Bhakti. So for the Akaranta Strilinga, so for example, Uma, that's the Padam. But in Strilingam, the Pratipadikam and the Padam are the same. So the word Uma, Pratipadikam is Uma. So Uma Yaha, you only add, you don't take anything out like you do in Pullingam.
Okay.
So it's Uma Yaha. Uma plus Yaha, Uma Yaha, which is the Shashti Bhakti. So for Ikaranta, we have Nadi. So in Srilingam, we said it's the same. So the word Nadi is Pratipadikam is Nadi. So for Ikaranta, Nadi. So Di is Id plus E. So you take out the E and you replace it with Yaha. Nad Yaha. Nad Yaha. That's how you get the Shashti Bhakti. Nad plus Yaha. Nad Yaha. So in Akaranta Napumsakalingam, you have Vanam. So you take out the, for us to figure out the Pratipadikam, we take out the M. So Vana. So Vana plus Sya. Vanasya. So does anybody have any questions?
Vanam is Pumlingam?
Vanam is Napumsakalingam, Bhagini.
So in our example, we said Madhavi, so it will be Madhavyaha.
Yes, Bhagini.
Not Srilinga, it's Ikaranta Srilinga.
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay, thank you.
Bhagini, what is Uttama?
Bhagini, can you repeat your questions, please?
What is Padma?
Padam.
Padam is like the word.
Thank you.
So, Bhagini, when you say Akaranta, what is that
Karanta translate to in English?
Akaranta means at the end. So Ramaha, we say Ramaha, so you have the sound at the end. So Akaraha, that means at the end. Akaraha. At the end we have
ending.
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay, got it.
Does anybody else have any questions?
I wanted to know that Savitri is what?
Savitriyaha.
Okay.
Now, what is Karandam Pullingam and
Savitri, it's like Nadi.
Savitriyaha. Okay. Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
What about Ikarantam Pullingam? Ikarantam Pullingam and Akarantam Pullingam.
We'll do that later, Mahodaya.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Yeah, I have a question, Bhagini. The Akaranta Napusakalingam, Vanam, that also has the A sound in the end, or we take the Mool Shabda Vana, which has the A sound?
No, Bhagini, Rama. So we're talking about the Pratipadikam. We're saying Akaranta Pullingam because of the Pratipadikam. Rama.
Okay.
So it's Ma is M plus A. So that's why you say Akaranta. Uma, M plus A. Akaranta.
Okay.
Strilingam. So Vana Nadi.
So for Vana, we say Vana and not the Vanam word, the Padam word.
Yeah. No, for the Padam, it's Vanam. But for the when we say Akaranta because of the Pratipadikam.
Okay. Thank you.
Does anybody else have any questions?
Bhagini, does Pratipadikam mean the root of the word?
Yes,
yes.
Bhagini.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? Or can we move on?
We can move on.
Okay, so... So here we have Shashti Bhaktihi Mu Sarvanama Shabdaha. So so Saha Padasya, so we have Saha, that word, that's the word. So Padasya Shashti Vibhakti Rupam Kim, that means the word Saha. What is the Shashti Bhakti of that? So,
yes.
So, Brinda Bhagni, would you like to answer the question? Saha Padasya Shashti Vibhakti hi Kim, Vibhakti Rupam Kim.
Sorry, I didn't get the.
That means question. Saha. So the word Saha, what is it? Shashti Vibhakti.
So it'll be Tasyaha. Tasya.
Yes, Bhagini, very good. So Saha Padasya Shashti Vibhakti Rupam Kim. So it is Tasya. Saha Padasya Shashti Vibhakti Rupam Tasya.
Tasya. Okay.
So Rajendra Mahodaya, would you like to answer the question? Bhavan Padasya Shashti Vibhakti Rupam Kim?
Bhavan Padasya Shashti Vibhakti Rupam Bhavataha.
Very good, Mahodaya. Nitin Mahodaya, Kaha Padasya Shashti Vibhakti Rupam Kim?
Ka Padasya Shashti Vibhakti Rupam Kasya?
It's Kaha, Mahodaya, not Ka.
Kaha.
यस् महोदय. श्रीनिवास महोदय, एषः पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपं किम्?
एतस्य षष्टिविभक्तिः रूपम् एतस्य
एषः पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपम् एतस्य
एषः पदं षष्टिविभक्त्यरूपम् एतस्य
भगिनी एच् यूसे एषः पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपं किम्?
एषः पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपं एतस्य.
वेरि गुड्. सो all that we did just now is pullingam, so we'll do napumsakalingam. So Sayanuya Bhagini, would you like to answer the question? Yetat padasya shashti vibhakti rupam kim?
Yetat padasya
shashti
vibhakti एतस्य
भगिनि एतत् पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपं किम्? दट्स् अ क्वश्चन् भगिनि. सो यू शुड् से एतत् पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपम् एण्ड् देन् से दि आन्सर्.
ओके
Bhagni, can you say the answer?
Etat padasya shashti vibhaktim vibhaktihi
vibhakti rupam
vibhakti rupam kim? Etasya.
Very good, Bhagni. Nagendra Mahodaya, would you like to do etat
तत्पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपं तस्य.
वेरि गुड् महोदय. अस्मिता भगिनी, वुड् यु लैक् टु डु द वन् फोर् किम्? सो किं पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपं किम्? वेरि गुड् भगिनि. सो द नेक्स्ट् वन् इस् भवान्. भवत् पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपं किम्? ऐश्वर्या भगिनी, केन् यु आन्सर् द क्वश्चन्?
भवत् पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपं भवतः.
वेरि गुड् भगिनि. फर् स्त्रीलिङ्गं, सो द क्वश्चन् इस् एषा पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपं किम्? सो लक्ष्मी भगिनी, वुड् यु लैक् टु डु द नेक्स्ट् वन्? सा पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपं किम्?
सा पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपं तस्याः.
वेरि गुड् भगिनि. भवती पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपं किम्? जौवानी महोदय, वुड् यु लैक् टु आन्सर्?
भवती पदस्य विभक्तिरूपं भवत्याः.
वेरि गुड् महोदय. चित्रा भगिनी, वुड् यु लैक् टु आन्सर् द क्वश्चन्, का पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपं किम्?
का पदस्य षष्टिविभक्तिरूपं कस्याः?
Very good, Bhagini. Does anybody have any questions on this?
Just an observation that when we learn Bhavan Kaha and Bhavata Naam Kim, it is now clear. Bhavan Kaha, who are you? And Bhavata Naam means your name. So, now it's clear.
Okay, Bhagini. So,
Bhagini, what's the meaning of Bhavat? Bhavat? In the Napumsakalingam, Bhavat.
Bhavat is respectfully when you say you.
But it is Napumsakam, right?
Yes, so, Mahodaya.
Okay.
Bhagini means what?
It's respectfully.
Miss.
Bhagini means sister.
Thank you.
Okay, so we will move on. So, Chitra Bhagini, would you like to read?
Yeah. Eshah kaha, eshah balakaha. Etasya nama kim, etasya nama madhavaha. Ustakam asti va? Aam, ustakam asti. Kasya pustakam, madhavasya pustakam.
So, thank you, Bhagini. Radha Bhagini, can you point out the, can you say if there is Shashti Bhakti in the two sentences? Yeshaha kaha, yeshaha bala kaha. Is there Shashti Bhakti in those two sentences?
No.
Very good, Bhagini. Krishna Mahodaya, can you say if there is Shashti Bhakti in the sentences Etasya Nama Kim, Etasya Nama Madhavaha?
Yes. Etasya, both Etasya are Shashti Vibhakti.
Very good, Mahodaya. Archana Bhagini, would you like to point out, would you like to say if there's Shashti Bhakti in the sentences Pustakam Asti Va? Aam, Pustakam Asti.
No, there isn't any Shashti Vibhakti there.
Very good, Bhagini. Nandini Bhagini, would you like to say if there is Shashti Vibhakti in the sentences? No. Kasya Pustakam, Madhavasya Pustakam.
Yeah, Kasya and Madhavasya.
Very good, Bhagini. So, does anybody have any questions on this?
Bhagini, can you take us back to the previous page and show the kasya, the root?
This Mahodaya?
It was kaha then, okay. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we will move on. So we will do an exercise. So, Brinda Bhagini, would you like to read the instructions?
उदाहरणं पश्यतु, अभ्यासं करोतु.
उदाहरणं पश्यतु, अभ्यासं करोतु. वेरि गुड् भगिनी. देट् मीन्स् लुकिङ्ग् अट् द एक्साम्पल् डू द एक्सर्सैज़्. सो केन् यु रीड् द एक्साम्पल् भगिनी?
उदाहरणं रामः, रामस्य.
वेरि गुड् भगिनी. केन् यु डू द एक्सर्सैज़् 1-5?
बालकः, बालकस्य. युवकः, युवकस्य. सहोदरः, सहोदरस्य. अध्यापकः, अध्यापकस्य. सेवकः, सेवकस्य.
वेरि गुड् भगिनी. सो केन् यु से वट् बालकः मीन्स्?
अ चैल्ड्.
वेरि गुड् भगिनी. सो using the words, the vocabulary words that we've learned so far, if you remember one of those words, can you make a sentence, just a short sentence with the word balakaha?
Balakaha naam kim?
Balakasya naam kim.
Okay. Balakasya naam kim?
Very good, Bhagini. Do you remember what yuvakaha means?
Young youth.
Very good, Bhagini.
Young man.
So sahodaraha means brother. It could be elder or younger. So
okay.
You're just saying sahodaraha. Do you remember what adhyapakaha means?
Teacher.
Very good, Bhagini. And sevakaha means servant.
Yes.
So
can we say saha balakaha kaha?
Yes, Bhagini.
Where is that boy?
No, who is that boy?
Okay.
So, Rajendra Mahodaya, would you like to do the last five? Starting from Pachakaha.
Pachakasya. Gayak is Gayakasya. Chor. Choraha is Chorasya, Veshaha is Veshasya, Margaha, Margasya.
Very good, Mahodaya. So, Pachakaha means cook. So, Gayakaha means singer. Choraha means robber. Deshaha means country. Margaha means path. So, does anybody have any questions on the Pullingam words, turning them into Shashti Bhakti?
No.
So, then we will move on to Napumsakalingam. So, here, when we were looking at the table, we said palam, so siya, we add siya, so pala, siya. We take out the m. So we take out the m and we say pala, so we add siya, pala, siya, which is a Shashti Bhakti.
Okay.
So,
Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini.
Can I do the first five?
Yes, Bhagini.
My name is Shreya.
Welcome, Bhagini.
Bhavanasya. Bhavanam Bhavanasya. Mandiram Mandirasya. Rajyam Rajasya. Gruham Gruhasya. Patram Patrasya.
Very good, Bhagini. So it's Bhavanasya, Mandirasya, Rajasya, Gruhasya, and Patrasya. So, Bhavana means building. Mandira means temple. Rajyam means kingdom. Graham means house. Patra means letter. It's not like swaram, it's the mail that you get like letter. So, Gopal Mohdia, would you like to do the next five or the last five?
Yeah. Kankanam, Kankanasya, Duradarshanam, Duradarshanasya, Jalam, Jalasya, Pustakam, Pustakasya, Upanetram, Upanetrasya.
Very good, Mahodaya. Would you like to say the meanings of the words?
Duradarshanam is television, Jalam is water, Pustakam is book, Upanetram is glasses, Kankanam is a kankanam is a bangle. Yeah.
Yes. Very good, Mahodaya. So does anybody have any questions on the Napumsakalingam? Okay, then we will move on to Striling, Akaranta Strilinga. So,
sorry, before we move ahead, is this the Abhyasa Pustakam book?
No, Mahodaya. It's another book that I have.
Yeah, that's what, because these numbers and things are looking a bit different. Yes. I just wondered.
It's not Abhyasa Pustakam, Mahodaya.
Okay, thank you.
So, now we're doing Akaranta Strilinga. So, Akaranta Strilinga. So, Nitin Mahodaya, would you like to do the first five?
Yeah. Balikayaha. Agraja-agrajayaha, Anuja-anujayaha, Chhatra-chhatrayaha, Adhyapika-adhyapikayaha.
Very good, Mahodaya. So here you have to add the yaha.
We'll say next.
So,
Rapni, and I would like to do the next five.
What is your name, Bhagini?
Shravani.
Okay, Bhagini.
Sevika, Sevikaha. Yeah.
So you add Yaha, Bhagini.
So it will be Sevika, Yaha.
Yes, Bhagini. So you just keep the word and you just add Yaha. Sevika, Yaha.
Sevika Yaha.
Very good, Bhagini. Can you do then?
Gaika Yaha. Mala. Mala Yaha. Patrika Yaha. Katra. Kathayaha.
Very good, Bhagini. So, Balika means, so from the top, Balika means girl. Agraja means elder sister. Anuja means younger sister. Anuja, so younger sister. Chhatra means student.
Elder brother is also called Anujaha.
Agrajaha is elder brother, Anujaha is younger brother, and Sahodaraha is sister, which could, Sahodari is sister, and it could be elder or younger.
Sahodara is friend, right? Friend, Sahodaraha.
Brother.
It's brother, Bhagini. So, Chhatra means student. Adhyapika means teacher. Sevika means servant. Gayika means singer. Mala means garland. Patrika means newspaper or magazine. Katha means story. So does anybody have any questions on the Akaranta Strilinga?
This is clear.
Sorry, Patrika is what? Magazine?
Yes, Mahodaya.
Okay. Interesting. Katha story is also feminine.
Yes, yeah. Mahodaya. Okay, so again, Sahodari means sister. It could be elder or younger. And Sahodaraha means brother, which could be elder or younger. Agrajaha means elder brother. Anujaha means younger brother. Anuja means elder sister.
Agraja means elder sister, and Uja means younger sister. So, does anybody have any questions?
So, how do I say I have an elder sister? Mama...
Mama Agrajaha Asti. Or
Mama Agraja Asti.
Yes, Mahodhya.
Okay.
So, we'll move on to the Ikaranta Strilinga Shabdaha. So, here we have to look at the end letters. So, here Lekhani. So, we have the Ni. How is Ni formed? In plus E. So, we have to take out the E. So, we have the Lekhan. We have the In. So, Lekhan. So, we add the Yaha like we do for Strilingam. So, we have Lekhan Yaha. So, even if it sounds kind of not... So we take out the... So, we do Ni In plus E. We take the In and we add Yaha, Lekhan Yaha. So...
Can I do?
Yes, Bhagini.
Yeah, I'm Chitra here. Yuvati, Yuvatyaha, Nadi, Nadyaha, Ghati, Ghatyaha, Ankani, Ankanyaha, Janani, Jananyaha.
Very good, Bhagini. So, Yuvati means young girl, Nadi means river, Ghati means
clock.
Ankani means?
Pen.
Pencil?
Pencil.
Pencil.
Janani mother. Means?
Mother.
So, Srinivasa Mahodaya, would you like to do the last five?
Palli.
Very good, Mahodaya. Patni means wife. Kashi is city in India. Grihini is
housewife.
Vani means
Saraswati.
Voice. Viti means
road.
Avenue or street. So, does anybody have any questions on any of these Shashti Bhakti? Okay, then we will move on. So, here we have Patihi and Patnyaha. Can everybody see the table?
Yes.
So... Here, we are going to, so Sumitra, so I will do an example, Sumitra, Yaha, Patihi, Dasharataha. So, if you, so we're going to work with Patihi, so Sumitra, Yaha, so we are only going to change the Shashti Bhakti, we're going to change the Akaranta, Srilinga Shabda words on the side and into Shashti Bhakti and say Patihi and just read the word on the other side. So like Sumitra, so it's Sumitriyaha. Sumitrayaha. Sumitrayaha.
Patihi.
Okay, so
सीतायाः पतिः रामः.
सायनुया भगिनी, वुड् यु लैक् टु डु द एक्सर्सैज़?
सीतायाः सीतायाः पतिः रामः.
वेरि गुड् भगिनी. नागेन्द्र महोदय, वुड् यु लैक् टु डु द नेक्स्ट् वन्?
राधायाः पतिः कृष्णः.
वेरि गुड् महोदय. गोपाल महोदय, वुड् यु लैक् टु डु द नेक्स्ट् वन्?
सुभद्रायाः पतिः अर्जुनः.
वेरि गुड् महोदय. श्रेया भगिनी, वुड् यु लैक् टु डु द नेक्स्ट् वन्?
अहल्याः पतिः गौतमः.
वेरि गुड् भगिनी. सो अहल्याः पति अहल्यायाः पतिः गौतमः. सो श्राविनी भगिनी, वुड् यु लैक् टु डु द लास्ट् वन्?
उमायाः पतिः
महेश्वरः. वेरि गुड् भगिनि. सो नौ वी डिड् आल् द अकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग वर्ड्स् एण्ड् इन् टु षष्ठी भक्ति एण्ड् सेड् पतिः and we said Dasharatha, all the words on the side. So now we're going to form these and we say Patni. So now we're going to say Patni. So we're going to make all the Pulinga words, Akaranta Pulinga words, say into Shashti Bhakti and say Patni, and just read the Akaranta Strilinga words. So, Ashmita Bhagni, would you like to do the, read the example on the bottom?
So, Bhagni, I will do that instead of her.
Okay.
Dasharathasya Patni Sumitra.
Very good, Bhagni. Lakshmi Bhagni, would you like to do the next one?
रामस्य पत्नी रामस्य पति सीता
पत्नी
रामस्य पत्नी सीता.
वेरि गुड् भगिनि. जौवानी महोदय, वुड् यु लैक् टु डु द नेक्स्ट् वन्?
कृष्णस्य पत्नी राधा.
वेरि गुड् महोदय. Radha Bhagni, would you like to do the next one?
Arjunasya Patni Subhadra.
Very good, Bhagini. Mahodaya, Archana Bhagni, would you like to do the next one?
Gautamasya Patni Ahilya.
Very good, Bhagini. Nandini Bhagini, would you like to do the last one?
Maheshwarasya Patni Uma.
Very good, Bhagini. Does everybody understand how we do this?
Yes.
Okay, then we will do another exercise.
Can you share the name of this book? This seems to be a very good one.
Bhagini, it's called I'll send it to you.
Okay, do it at the end of it. Yeah, do it at the end. Not now.
I'll tell you at the end of class, Bhagini.
Yes, please do that. Thank you.
So, Devaki, so we're it's the same thing. Nothing changes, but you have the Ikaranta and the Akaranta Pulinga. So, Nandini Bhagini, would you like to do?
Devakyaha Patihi Vasudevaha.
Very good, Bhagini. Brinda Bhagini?
Gandharyaha Patihi Dhritarashtraha.
Very good, Bhagini. Rajendra Mahodaya?
Kuntyaha Patihi Pandurajaha.
Very good, Mahodaya. Nitin Mahodaya, would you like to do the next one?
Kuntyaha.
No, it's Damayanti.
Damayantyaha Pati Pandurajaha.
Nalaha.
Very good, Mahodaya. Srinivasa Mahodaya, would you like to do the next one?
Parvati, right?
Yes, Mahodaya.
Parvatyaha Patihi Shivaha.
Very good, Mahodaya. Sayanuya Bhagini, would you like to do the last one?
Kaikeyaha Patihi Dasharataha.
Very good, Bhagini. So does anybody have any questions?
So for Kaikeyi, is it just Kaikeyaha, or there is a half year and then a yaha?
It's Kaikeyaha. Kaikeyaha.
So half year and then another year.
Yes.
And a dirgha.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is how we write it.
Okay.
Bhagini, it is very tempting to use the word Devakasya or Dev Gandharyasya. It's very tempting the way the brain is working. So, is there a different meaning to that word?
There's no meaning to that word, Mahodaya.
Okay.
It is just the possessive form, how we make it. That's it.
Thank you, Mahodaya.
Devakyaha means Devakis. Pati is.
So now we will go on to the next one. So just a second. Okay, so we have to do it the other way around. So
Vasudevasya Patni Devaki.
Shreya Bhagini, would you like to do the it backwards, like Vasudevasya?
Vasudevasya Patni Devaki.
Very good. Can you do the next one?
Dhritarashtrasya Patni Gandharyasya.
Very good, Bhagini. Shravini Bhagini, would you like to do the next two?
Pandurajaha Patni
Rajasya.
Pandurajasya Patni Kunti. Nalasya Jamayanti.
Damayanti.
Patni Damayanti.
पत्नी दमयन्ति.
वेरि गुड् भगिनि. आम् अश्मिता भगिनी, वुड् यु लैक् टु डू द लास्ट् टु?
युवस्य पत्नी पार्वती दशरथस्य पत्नी.
वेरि गुड् भगिनी. सो Does anybody have any questions?
Nope.
Okay, so then we will move on. So we just did patni, patihi and patni. Now we'll do pati, pita and putraha. Pita means father and putraha means child.
Son. Ramasya pita.
So Aishwarya Bhagni, would you like to do the first three?
Ramasya pita Dasharatha, Krishnasya pita Vasudevaha, Ganeshasya pita Maheshwaraha.
Bhagni, can you just do it the other way around too?
Shivan. Dasharatasya putraha Ramaha, वसुदेवस्य पुत्रः कृष्णः, महेश्वरस्य पुत्रः गणेशः.
वेरि गुड् भगिनी. लक्ष्मी भगिनी, वुड् यु लैक् टु डु द नेक्स्ट् त्री बोत् वेस्?
अर्जुनस्य पिता पाण्डुराजः, लवस्य पिता रामः, मेघनाथस्य पिता रावणः. पाण्डुराजस्य पुत्रः अर्जुनः, रामस्य पुत्रः लवः, रावणस्य पुत्रः लवः, रावणस्य पुत्रः मेघनादः.
वेरि गुड् भगिनी. सो डस् एनीबडी हेव् एनी क्वश्चन्स्? ओके, सो देन् वी विल् do another exercise like that, but Shivasya and Guru. Shishyaha.
Shishyaha and Guru.
Parashuramasya Shishyaha Karna.
Jovani Mahodaya, would you like to do the first three? Or Chitra Bhagni, would you like to do?
Yes, I can do that. Parshuramasya Shishyaha Karanaha, Dronacharyasya Shishyaha Ekalavyaha, Ramakrishnasya Shishyaha Vivekanandaha. The other way around is Karanasya Guruhu Parshuramaha, Ekalavyasya Guruhu Dronacharyaha, Vivekanandasya Guruhu Ramakrishnaha.
Very good, Bhagini. Radha Bhagini, would you like to do the next two, both ways?
Vasishtasya Shishya Ramaha, Adi Shankarasya Shishya Padmapadaha, Ramasya Guruhu Vasishtaha, Padmapadasya Guruhu Adi Shankaraha.
Very good, Mahodaya. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, then we will move on. So here it gets kind of challenging. So, can everybody still see?
Shivaha Bhaktaha.
Shivasya Bhaktaha Markandeya.
No, now we have to... Shivasya Bhaktasya Nama Markandeyaha. So now you are changing two words and then saying into Shashti Bhakti and then saying Nama and then reading. So we'll just do it as a group. So the first three.
शिवस्य भक्तस्य नाम मार्कण्डेयः।
रामस्य आयुधस्य नाम कोदण्डः।
व्यासस्य
पुत्रस्य नाम महाभारतः।
सीतायाः जनन्याः नाम सुनयनः। पार्वत्याः पुत्रस्य
नाम
विनायकः।
मेघदूतस्य नाम
कालिदासः।
Is there a visargah?
Shiva's bhakta name is Kalidas. That's what we say, right? Shiva's bhakta.
It's nama, not namaha.
Nama.
No hakar.
Oh, no hakar. Oh, okay.
I have a question. Visargah.
Visargah.
No visargah. Ayudham is arrow.
So, Shiva's...
Ayudham is weapon.
शिवस्य भक्तस्य नाम मार्कण्डेयः। रामस्य आयुधनस्य नाम आयुधस्य नाम कोदण्डः।
भगिनि, when we say in English, right, Shiva's bhakta name is Markandeya. Shiva's bhakta's name is Markandeya.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Vagini. So, Vyasasya Pustakasya Nama Mahabharatam. सीतायाः जनन्याः नाम सुनयना। पार्वत्याः
पुत्रस्य
नाम विनायकः। मेघदूतस्य लेखकस्य नाम कालिदासः। Okay, does anybody have any questions?
What is the meaning of the last sentence, Bhagini? Megadutasya.
Megadutasya lekakah kalidasah. So, Megadutam is like a book.
Book? Writer's name.
So, oh, okay. Kalidasa wrote the book, Megadutam.
Okay. Thank you.
So here we have Subhashitam Hastasya Bhushanam Danam. Hastasya Bhushanam Danam Satyam Kantasya Bhushanam Shrotrasya Bhushanam Shastram Bhushanaihi Kim Prayojanam. So does anybody know the meaning of this Subhashitam?
The hands, this one is
ornament is dhanam.
Ornament is to give. The Kantasya Bhushanam is to, no, the throat.
The thing is to say the truth.
Truth. Srotrasya Bhushanam Shastram. To
pray.
Ears.
Ears. To listen to sacred books.
Books. Shastram is the ornament. And Bhushanehi Kim Prayojanam.
So Bhushanam Kim Prayojanam, the actual, like the ornaments that we hang on trees, what is the use of those ornaments?
Yeah.
So it's ornament for the hand is giving, ornament for the neck is speaking truth, ornament for ear is sacred books. What is the use of the regular ornaments that we use?
Wonderful.
Great.
So here I highlighted, before we do this, it's not Kiratarjunim. So that is, we will discuss how we do that later, but so we will just say kira tarjuniyam.
So tarjuniyam. Okay.
Instead of neem, kira tarjuniyam.
Okay.
So kalasya रामणस्य रामायणस्य
लेखकस्य नाम कालिदासः रामायणस्य लेखकस्य वाल्मीकि नाम
सारी आर वी डूइंग दैट
महाभारतस्य लेखकस्य नाम
कालिदासः अर्चना भगिनी कैन यू डू वन all the five
शाकुन्तलस्य लेखकः कालिदासः रामायणस्य लेखकः वाल्मीकिः महाभारतस्य लेखकः व्यासः मेघदूतस्य लेखकः कालिदासः किरातार्जुनीयम्
लेखकः
इट् शुड् बि लेखकस्य
लेखकस्य नाम
वी केन्
से बोत् वेस्
वी केन् से बोत् वेस् महोदय
the writer's name or the writer is
wonderful thank you
Mohandeep so
write down this Kiratarjunasya
I thought if you say lekhakasya then you have to say lekhakasya nama and say the name
writer's name is or the writer is
if you say lekhakasya then you have to put nama as well if you don't want to do that you can directly say lekhakah and then give that
lekhakah
nama kalidasah viracitam shakuntalam Is that right, Bhagini? Yes, Bhagini. Kalidasaha virachitam shakuntalam. We'll do that later, Bhagini. Later, not in class, but later on. So...
Is that sentence right? Kalidasaha virachitam shakuntalam.
No, Bhagini, but we will see how to do that later.
Okay, ma'am.
On. So
Arjuniyam.
Yam.
Okay, so when we turn it into Shastri Bhakti, we take out the... And then we add and we have Shastri Bhakti.
Thank you.
So it's Kira Tarjuni Yasya. Sya takes the place of Does everybody understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we will go back. So, we will do it the other way around.
Kalidasasya pustakam Shakuntalam.
So
you were actually correcting the spelling here, Kiratarjuni.
No, Bhagini, it is a word. There is a meaning for the word. There is a pustakam like that, Bhagini. But we haven't discussed how to put that in Shashti Bhakti. It would be harder. So that's why I changed it into a word. We could
make it.
Oh, I see. Oh, thank you. I didn't understand that you were actually changing it for us, and then it would have been simple. Niyasya, it would follow the normal rule.
Yes, Bhagini.
Thank you.
So, does anybody? Okay, so we'll do it the other way around. So, Padmasini Bhagini, do you want to do it the other way around?
The other way around.
कालिदासस्य पुस्तकं शाकुन्तला
यस् भगिनी यस्
भगिनी
वाल्मीक्याः
इट्स् कालिदासस्य पुस्तकं शाकुन्तला
वाल्मीकीयस्य पुस्तकं रामायणं
भगिनी
ओके जस्ट् अ सेकेण्ड् ओके whoever has a question, please unmute yourself.
Kadambari Bhagini, I have a question.
Yes, Mahodaya.
We can say Kalidasasya Lekasya
Shakuntalam.
Lekasya Nama Shakuntalam.
Lekasya Nama Shakuntalam.
Pustakasya
Nama.
Kalidasasya Pustakasya Nama Shakuntalam.
So we don't use Lekhasya.
Lekhak is writer.
It's a writer. Okay. Not written. Okay.
Adimbri Bhagini.
The forward meaning is this book's author is so and so. The other way is you know, this author's book
is
so-and-so, yeah. So, you have to know authors or book's author. So, you know, it's how you frame the Shashti Vibhakti.
Thank you, Mahodaya.
Adambari Bhagini, Valmikyasya, can you write it down? I mean, what do we do when a e is there at the end for pulling?
Yeah, that's interesting because for Ikaranta it is Nadi Nadyaha. So for Ikaranta
Valmikehe.
Yes, Mahadev, it's Valmikehe.
Ravi, she said Ravehe. Ravehe,
Valmikehe. How do we say Valmiki wrote Ramayana?
Bhagini, you say Valmiki. Valmiki.
I think it should be Valmikiya Likitam Ramayana. Right?
No, Mahodaya.
Likihi.
Oh.
वाल्मीकेः
लिखितम्.
So this is how you write.
Okay, Valmikihi.
So Valmikihi pustakam Ramayanam. So Nitin Mahodaya, would you like to do the all of them or the other way around?
Did we do Ukaranta by any chance?
No, Mahodaya.
No, okay.
Or Srinivasa Mahodaya, would you like to do all of them the other way around?
Kalidasasya pustakam Shakuntalam Valmikehe pustakam Ramayanam.
Very good.
Vyasasya pustakam Mahabharatam.
Very good, Mahodaya. So now we will go here. So
आकाशः आकाशस्य वर्णः कृष्णः.
So वर्णः मीन्स् कलर्. सो काकस्य वर्णः कः, काकस्य वर्णः कृष्णः. सो ऐ विल् एक्स्प्लेन् वाट् ईच् कलर् इस्. So
nice black.
Krishna is black. Neelaha is blue. Shvetaha is white. Peetaha is yellow. Raktaha is red. Haritaha is green.
Pitambar vastral. Pitambarud. Yellan vastral.
So we will have to remember the colors of the meanings of all these words while we're doing this exercise, because it includes the colors. So akashasya varnaha kaha,
akashasya varnaha neela, neela,
neela ha,
akashasya
kasya
Varnaha
neelaha.
Neelaha.
Very good, Bhagini.
Very good, Bhagini.
So we
can we also say akashasya varnam.
We can also say akashasya varnaha shvetaha.
There is a lot of echo. Can you are not happy mute?
Does it go like Varnam Neelam or Varnam Shvetam?
It's Varnaha.
Okay, Varnaha Neelaha. Okay.
So shukasya varnaha kaha. Shukaha is parrot.
Parrot. Haritaha. Shukasya varnaha haritaha.
Very good, Bhagini. Kshirasya क्षीरस्य वर्णः कः क्षीरम् इस् मिल्क्
क्षीरस्य वर्णः
वेरि गुड् महोदय कुङ्कुमस्य वर्णः कः
रक्तः Too many, too much of echo.
Okay, so.
Is there anybody with two computers logged in? Looks like it, that's where the echo is coming from.
If you have speakerphone, it will cause disturbance. So, Chandana.
Nagender Mahodaya is on two lines.
Really, Mahodaya? Okay. Chandanasya Varnaha Kaha.
Chandanasya Varnaha? Pitaha.
Chandanasya Varnaha.
Pitaha. Very good, Bhagini. Does anybody have any questions on this? Okay, then we will move on. So here, we will just make any sentences we can form. So putraha means son, patni means wife, Pitaha means father. So, Priya Bhagni, can you just form sentences that you see in the diagram? Three sentences that you see in the diagram.
सुमित्रायाः
सुमित्रायाः
पुत्रः
लक्ष्मणः
तस्य पत्नी उर्मिला किं वा
Yes, Bhagini.
Lakshmanasya patni Urmila. Dasadrasya patni Sumitra. Kausalya.
Dasharatasya patni Kausalya.
Kausalyaha.
पुत्रः रामः
रामस्य पुत्रः लवः
लवः कुशः च रामस्य पत्नी सीता
जनकस्य पुत्री सीता
रामस्य पुत्रः वी शुड् से और रामस्य पुत्रो
लवकुशः
द पीपल हु आई डिडन्ट कॉल आउट यू प्लीज म्यूट
जनकस्य पत्नी सुनयना
वेरि गुड् महोदय सो द क्वश्चन् सो लव कुश च सीतायाः पुत्रौ वि वोण्ट् यूस् देट् रैट् नौ बट् इट्स् जस्ट् फोर् इन्फर्मेशन् सो इन् अ मन्त् वि विल् डू द्वितीय विभक्ति अण्ड् इट्स् इन् विभक्ति
thank you. But otherwise it should be putro.
Yes, Bhagini.
Thank you. Thank you. Just confirming.
So, did we do all the sentences? Okay.
We have quite a bit there, so how much you want to do?
Okay, then we'll just move on if nobody has any questions on that. Okay, so just a second. Okay, so we will just skip. Okay, so we will do this. Far too big. Okay, so can everybody read or do we need it bigger?
Okay. I think that's okay.
It's okay.
So we are going to try to form all these words into all together we will all form these words into Shashti Vibhakti. So we will go from Vrikshaha, Simhaha, we will go like that and then we will go row by row.
Okay.
So before we do that, Ramaha is the Prathama Vibhakti, Rama is Mula Shabdam, Ramasya, we add the Sya, we add Sya to the Mula Shabdam, which gives us the Shashti Vibhakti.
Okay.
So, we'll start with Rikshaha, Rikshasya, Simhasya, Hastasya, Gayakasya, Rameshasya,
పాచకస్య
నారదస్య వసుదేవస్య మయూరస్య విద్యాలయస్య
రజకస్య.
Does anybody have any questions?
No. Bhagini, can you please say the meanings for the words that are not the names?
We'll do it later, Bhagini, because we're running out of time.
Okay.
So,
Patrikayaha Ajayaha.
Okay, so, does everybody understand how to add the yaha and the idha plus yaha, how to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Because we for homework, we will have to put all the words in this table into Shashti Vibhakti.
Okay.
So I will send the whole PDF. So we can look at. Everybody can refer to the table at the top.
Okay.
So.
Please don't forget to share the name of the book.
After I end the...
Yeah.
So... Okay, so... We'll do the Shanti Mantram.
Mm-hmm.
958. Okay, so the Shanti Mantram. Sarve... Sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kashchit shankabhavatu, ॐ शान्ति शान्तिः
हरिः
हरिः ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ